If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
A little bit more on the Mitchell Miller scenario. I love all the stories slowly being more and more information, because the way it has unfolded and what we've talked about on the show is, over the weekend, Boston picks him up like no one will notice. Gary Bettman says bullshit. And then Boston waits a couple of days, and then the mom gets pissed, and then the team releases him. And now everybody's like, wait a minute. Boston, you picked him up. What were you thinking? The team president is a legend, a guy by the name of Cam Neely. Had one of the most storied careers as a Bruin of all of them. I mean, he's up there with like Bobby Orr. But he's the president of the team. Audio check, video check. Here he is, called on the carpet, trying to answer questions about how this all unfolded with his team, saying, maybe no one will notice if we pick up Mitchell Miller, the kid who was an absolute horrible bully to a child at 14 years old with fetal alcohol syndrome. And the horrible things that we've covered quite a bit as to what he did to this kid is, in addition to calling him the N-word and making him eat a push pop coated in urinal piss. Question. Is this a problem with the vetting process? Now, before I play you his answer, we all know that the problem is not a vetting process. It's not a problem with vetting. Okay, vetting is when you, you're thinking about bringing someone on and you look at their background, what they've done, who they've pissed off, if they've have a checkered past and shit like this. The only vetting you need to do with Mitchell Miller is say the name Mitchell Miller. Everybody knew what the hell Mitchell Miller was all about. It was a gigantic story a few months ago when the Coyotes said, we rescind our draft of him. It was a huge story. Everybody in hockey covered it. Hell, we covered it on this show. So they're asking, is it a vetting problem? Now, if they had never heard of Mitchell Miller and they had no idea about it, okay, which they did, then yes, it would be appropriate to ask that question and answer with, yes, it is a vetting problem. But this is not a vetting problem. This is turning a blind eye to this kid being a fucking thug. That's what it is.
Pardon me?
Is this a problem with the vetting process?
Absolutely.
Liar.
Have you reached out to the family since then?
No, but I plan on it.
What is the organization doing doing to change the vetting process going forward? Talking to the NHL, talking to the...
Well, God, why can't one of these reporters who asked that question follow up with, well, you talk about vetting. Are you telling me you had no idea about the checkered past of Mitchell Miller? Is that what you are trying to tell me? And then he's either got to say yes or no. And if he says, oh, no, we did know about it. Well, then that contradicts the vetting thing, right?
I want to clarify. Don Sweeney did talk to Bill Daly on Wednesday. From what I gather...
Sweeney's the GM.
He said that Mitchell would have to get in front of Gary Bettman if he was going to play in the National Hockey League.
Cam, what's the message to Bruins fans after these last few days?
I'm sure the message is we only care about this now that everyone is yelling at us. We were going to play this kid. He was probably going to start his first NHL game a day after we signed him.
Feedback, very negative feedback you've gotten from a lot of different corners as far as the fan base goes.
What's the message of Bruins fans after the negative feedback?
Well, I'm extremely upset that we have made a lot of people unhappy with our decision. I take pride in the Bruins organization and what we stand for, and we failed there.
Oh, my God. This is such a disturbingly humiliating hat-in-hand moment, and he seems so rattled and weak about this.
When you guys announced this, what tangible evidence did you have that Mitchell Miller had, done?
That's a good question. That's what I was shooting for. When you signed Miller, what evidence did you have that he had done the work to better...
When you guys announced this, what tangible evidence did you have that Mitchell Miller had, done the work to better himself?
To better himself.
Where are you going on?
Well, from everything I heard, he was, he was working on himself, working in programs to better himself.
So it has nothing to do with vetting, idiot.
I was under the impression it was a 14-year-old kid that made a really, really bad decision and did some horrible things. And he's 20 years old now, so, I was under the impression that he was, the last 6 years has done a lot of work on himself.
Cameron, what's your message to the victim's family?
What's your message to the victim's family?
Well, as I said, and I'll say it again, I want to apologize to Isaiah and his family. It's something that they shouldn't continue to go through. I made it clear that we have to vet this out properly. When it first came to my attention in August, I said, we have to vet this out properly.
Okay, so you knew this in August, yet here we are in November, and your team picked him up? That makes you look like, fuck, you're the president of the team.
This is something that's a massive decision for the organization to make.
Kim, do you feel let down by your hockey ops people when you're standing here today?
Bullshit. This is his fault. You're the president of the fucking team. In August, you should have said, nobody touches kid with a 10-foot pole, and that's the end of it. You're the boss.
There's a lot of people that are let down today. And, I'm disappointed that we're in this position. We shouldn't be in this position. So we could have done a better job. We should have done a better job.
He might lose his job. I think he should lose his job for this. If I own the team, all these motherfuckers lose their job. Is this your biggest regret as an executive? Regret is what I said.
Absolutely. I this has been no question by far.
It wouldn't be, though, had nobody said anything. Oh, this is ugly. Thank you. I don't think this guy plays for the Bruins. This is ugly and getting more ugly, in my opinion, as the days go on.